So Brian Baldinger joined us at the start of the 8 o'clock hour. He's bullish on the Steelers this year, thinks Russell Wilson's throwing at least 30 touchdown passes. He loved their draft. PFF gave the Steelers an A-plus for their draft this year. They gave them an A-plus for their draft last year. So they think that the Steelers have added considerable talent in each of the last 2 years. Plus, you get Patrick Queen. You add a safety to play next to Minkah Fitzpatrick. They've done a ton, the Steelers have, this offseason. You would think that would give them pretty reasonable odds to win the AFC North, wouldn't you, Doran?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd be wrong, mm-hmm. and I'd be wrong, and you knew what I was going to say. I was teeing you up for that. According to Bet Online, the Ravens are the favorites to win the division again at plus 125. The Bengals in second at plus 175. The Browns at plus 500, and the Steelers at plus 700. The Steelers do, according to Sharp Football, have the toughest schedule in the NFL. 32nd ranked schedule in the NFL. The Browns are 30th, the Ravens 28th. I think the Bengals are going to win the division. I think they know that this is their last hurrah with T. Higgins, with their pass rusher. Both guys won out. I think they're going to hold on to them for now because they want to win this thing. They went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Injuries have gotten in their way, particularly last year with Joe Burrow. They have the sixth easiest schedule in the NFL, Cincinnati. So I think Cincy, again, on April 30th, mm-hmm. I think Cincy would be my favorite. Baltimore would be my two, the Steelers three, and then Cleveland for me would be 30th. Hey, I'm just not buying into the Browns right now. I don't know that they have enough playmakers offensively, Doran. You got Amari Cooper, he's 30. Nick Chubb's coming back from multiple knee surgeries. And
Jerry Jeudy.
I do like the Jerry
Njoku.
Jeudy. Yeah. Njoku doesn't do it for me, but okay. I don't know that Amari Cooper's going to keep being the guy that he was at times last year. They got a fifth-round wide receiver, and they've got a schedule that's only a little bit easier than the Steelers. And I'm not a big Deshaun Watson believer.
So you think that Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins
mm-hmm.
is better than Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, and Zay Flowers?
I do not. But I think that with the schedule strength and just getting your quarterback
division.
Back. Yeah. With the strength of the schedule, I think the Bengals win the division right now on April 30th. Like Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland, they've all got tough schedules. Somehow Cincinnati was able to skirt around that, and they've got an easy schedule. It's because they finished in last year. You know, they'll play the Titans. They'll play the Carolina Panthers, the New York Giants. Those teams all stink. The New England Patriots, the Commanders. Those teams stink. Like that's not a tough schedule. I got to look at what the Steelers have. Steelers have Kansas City, Dallas, the Jets, who should be much better with Aaron Rodgers. They got to go to Denver. That's never easy. You got to go to Las Vegas. That's not a great team, but that's never easy. And it was kind of a dogfight last year. I just think Cincinnati set up in a position where they could win this division here.
Is there a position on the Pittsburgh Steelers that's number one in the conference?
In the division?
Yep. Or in the division, sorry. Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, it's not quarterback. We can start there.
Right. Not running back.
Derrick Henry in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not wide receiver.
Right.
I mean, I'll take the Steelers' edge position, yeah.
Over Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I ain't Pro Football Focus over here.
Offensive line's the Browns, right?
Probably.
Linebacker.
Although I wouldn't sleep on the Ravens and Tyler Linderbaum getting another year under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker, I feel pretty good. The Ravens have Roquan Smith, but they lost Patrick Queen, and now you've added the second coming of Roquan Smith, apparently.
Right.
At least according to Brian Baldinger. I think the Steelers have a very well-rounded roster. I do. I would like one more wide receiver, and I would like one more cornerback.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where I would look to see there are any major concerns. I could see attrition on the defensive line being something that kills them over the course of the year, but you're still going to be able to get pressure with your edges. And if you can't stop the run with Minkah, who can come up and make plays, with Patrick Queen, with Peyton Wilson, with Landon Roberts, eventually Cole Holcomb, then what are you doing there?
Mm-hmm.
You should expect the Steelers' defense, even with the hole at corner, to be top five in the league. It finished, what, sixth in the league in points allowed last year? I think it's only gotten better this year. I like the Steelers' roster. I would pencil them in for a wild card spot right now. Doesn't mean the holes aren't real. They are. But I look at this division and I think, man, like the Steelers caught a break last year and they couldn't full-on take advantage. They could have been right there competing for a division championship at the end if they didn't gack it up against Indianapolis, gack it up against Cleveland, and gack one up against the New England Patriots. I mean, that just tells you you weren't a great football team, but you still should have been good enough to beat those teams.
I mean, outside of the division and you kind of exclude Kansas City, I feel like the Steelers are right in with everybody else. If I'm getting this right, if I'm thinking like Buffalo, I'm down on that. I think everybody's down on Buffalo.
I agree.
Patriots, no. Miami, right there, maybe.
I'll tell you about them.
Jacksonville, right there.
I'm not buying Jacksonville all that much. I know they've added to help out Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I think Houston might take a little bit of a step back as the league gets more of a book on them, but I think they'll be good.
They will be up there, yes.
I don't believe in the Dolphins. That was a team I picked to win the Super Bowl last year. And I looked like a genius about halfway through the season, but for the second consecutive year, they fell apart down the stretch. I don't think, man, this is going to make me sound old. I don't think they're tough enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just, they're speed, 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 and then when it gets colder and when you start playing playoff football, like, I don't know that they punch you in the mouth.
Like, they should have had the Steelers draft.
Yes.
If they had the Steelers-type draft, then they would be serious contenders.
Yeah.
Getting tougher, bully ball. Offensive line, defensive guy, you know, like if they had that type of draft, I feel like that they would be right where you're trying to say that mm-hmm. they should be.
If Aaron Rodgers plays, are the Jets good?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Yes.
So maybe like two or three teams.
I might pick them to win the division, the Jets.
Yes.
Like Buffalo's going to take a step back.
Yes.
So Buffalo finally gets their wide receiver, but okay. Right. You're going to count on a rookie to be your dude? They lost Gabriel Davis too, and Diggs. What are they doing?
I have no idea.
Like, I get it. You got to pay your quarterback, and then so there's going to be cap casualties.
They lost their center.
Yep, they did.
Like,
who goes to Miami and is a tough guy? So at least there's that, right?
No, he went to Jacksonville.
Oh, then never mind. Forget me. One of those warm weather cities. Have the Steelers built themselves correctly to compete in the division and to compete in the conference?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Corner and receiver. Fight fire with fire or stop fire with water.
That was one of those Michael Scotts. I'm just going to talk, and then we'll see what comes at the
end.
Yeah,
we'll see what goes.
I respect what the Steelers have done in each of the last two drafts as they try to get tougher. Like, I'm finally totally in on the Zigwell that while everyone else is zagging. Like, would you like another corner that you feel like would match up better with T. Higgins?
I mean,
sure you would. No doubt about that. But you still got a pass rush for days, right? Which should help at least hide that a little bit. And you've got good safety help over the top and linebackers who now we feel like should be able to roam the middle of the field. I mean, Baltimore's got better receivers now than they probably ever have. I mean, you lose Odell, fine, but you got better receivers now than you have at any point in Lamar Jackson's career. And you're going to get Mark Andrews back. I mean, they didn't have him at the end of the season, which is a big deal for them. Yeah, I'd like another corner, and I'd like another offensive weapon, particularly a wide receiver, that when you do need to fight fire with fire, there are going to be games where you need to score in the 30s to win. But I think they're finally in a position where they can run the ball and play defense and win.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got a quarterback who I think can be at least a high-level game manager. And with the offensive line talent they've added, with the scheme, with purpose running the football, with play action, I'm buying them, man. I'm buying them. Not as a division champion, but I do. I think when you don't have a great quarterback, this is kind of what you're left to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have Pat Mahomes. Nobody does. You don't have Aaron Rodgers. You don't have Josh Allen. I mean, name the quarterbacks in the AFC. Name them in the AFC. You don't have Joe Burrow. So how are you going to win? You can't play exactly like those teams because they're just going to do it better than you. All right, let's get to Brian McFadden's tweet from yesterday when we come back. Because not only do we think the Steelers need to add one more wide receiver, so clearly do they, because they've been linked to just about every available wide receiver. Who makes the most sense for them? What might it cost? We'll get to that coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for. Oh, give us a ring on that fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Going to get into the Brian McFadden tweet that sent the football world into a frenzy yesterday in just a moment. But, Doran, I owe you an on-air apology.
You owe me a lot of apologies. Mm-hmm.
Doran's been – you've been trying to do this read for a couple segments now, back in the studio with Callis. And I was talking to PJ Comanchik from KDKAAM. He's helping us out because we're throwing out the first pitch tonight before the Pitt, West Virginia baseball game at PNC Park. And I was going to invite him in, and I backed into the studio, and you had just about finished up with your read, and I ruined the whole thing for you.
Why were you going to invite PJ into the producer booth?
Well, we were trying to exchange information and make a plan for this evening.
So wait, why in the producer booth?
I knew you were in there.
Did you think I was just hanging out?
I didn't even occur to me what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was once again thinking about nobody other than myself, Doran, and you can't be shocked by that.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Fine. Mm-hmm.
Why has Brian McFadden not tweeted in 17 hours? Is this the ultimate troll job of all time, or is there something really going on here? Here's what Super Bowl champion Brian McFadden tweeted. Ooh, Omar is working. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Hashtag here we go. Hashtag stay tuned. And then just after that, CTESPN tweeted out that the Steelers were going at a big name wide receiver. So I don't know what to make of this. I think Brian McFadden is tapped in. I know that CTESPN, Antonio Brown, has reported a lot of things correctly. Like Chad Ochocinco was breaking news this offseason. Gone are the days where your local journalist would break everything. Hell, gone are your days where the national journalists break everything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think you got to pay attention to what these players are putting out there.
Former players have the most connections. at the end of the day.
But what do you know? Go find out.
At least the most trust. I think with what happened with Brian McFadden, is that somebody that may be affiliated with the Steelers, that maybe was a former teammate of his, probably relayed the message that they are working something, and he tweeted that, and then he was told to don't tweet anymore.
What we do know, because Pony reached out to him yesterday, was that that was not a tweet about Patrick Peterson.
Because
I think a lot of people started immediately connecting that dot, or those dots, because they do a podcast together. What is it called? Covered, or something covered, podcast, whatever. We love Bryant. I texted McFadden, I got no response. I'm not big time enough to get a response from Brian McFadden. I tried to get him on the show this morning. He's gone radio silent. Best theory is this, that the Steelers have the framework of a deal in place, but they don't yet have contract extension worked out with the player.
Yes.
That they're bringing in.
Yes.
That's my best guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is that player? I don't know. There are a lot of dudes who have been linked to the Steelers. There's a lot of wide receivers that have just been reported that there are guys who could want to be on the move. That list includes, but could include more guys than Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Cortland Sutton, Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Chris Godwin, DK Metcalf, and T. Higgins.
If you could trade for a receiver, and you can get your pick of the litter, who would it be besides Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I'm X-ing him out. I don't know why I keep talking about it. Like, that's just not going to happen. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think T. Higgins makes a ton of sense either. I know Pony was tweeting about that a couple weeks ago. I'm sure the Steelers have had internal discussions about T. Higgins. Cincinnati would have to tango with Pittsburgh. And if I'm Cincinnati, and I think this is maybe my last best chance with this current team to win a championship, why in God's green earth would I trade T. Higgins in division?
Yeah, unless I was getting like 3 first-round picks.
Right. You would have to get above and beyond what you would get from somebody else. So if we are down now to Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Cortland Sutton, Devontae Adams, Chris Godwin, and DK Metcalf, I still think I'd like Brandon Ayuk. You know, he's going to be 26 years old. You could get him on a 4-year contract, and then whenever you come back to the negotiating table, he'd still only be 30 years old. Like, you could maybe wind up getting 2 contracts out of him. I think he's a well-rounded, traditional number one wide receiver. He gets open like Deontay. There's a lot of similarities there. He's thicker. I would take Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Debo though, right?
Yeah, I think he would. I think he would do very well in Arthur Smith's offense and how innovative he can be with Debo, moving him around, doing different things, different position. I think that Debo does possess that number two, even 1A receiver at times, but he also can do other things. And I think that he would fit perfectly with the Steelers and be a great complement to George. Or somebody like DK Metcalf.
I mean, if DK Metcalf were available, and I did include him on the list, mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a single one of those guys I would turn my nose up to. Here's...
Only reason why I kind of pause on JJ or on Justin Jefferson is because he probably wants out because he doesn't want to play with McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he probably is like, yeah, I'm the best receiver in the league, and my numbers are going to be trash with this young quarterback. Not saying JJ McCarthy isn't going to be good. I don't know. I'm thinking that he's not going to be as good as what his draft position was to trade up for him. But if I was Justin Jefferson, yo, send me somewhere where I know that I'm going to get the ball.
We haven't talked about this element of it, and I do think with Justin Jefferson, it might change the conversation. So let's put him to the side. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get another wide receiver, a guy who profiles as your one or two. Like, how does that change the math on what this team can accomplish? Like, how many more wins do you get if you add a number one or number two wide receiver? If you're a team that makes the playoffs now, does another wide receiver push you into the category of we could win a playoff game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because of your offensive line. The things that you did shore up in the draft, now it's like, okay, now if I just get a big-time threat, somebody that I could score points with, like, that does move you up. I mean, now that we know that the offensive line's going to, well, we hope that they're going to be pretty good, you know, you're just missing them, really, just one piece on offense. I mean, you have the running backs. You have the tight end. You got the offensive line. You got two quarterbacks. You have a dynamic receiver, raw receiver in George Pickens, and you have a couple slot guys. Like I'm
inclined to agree with you because I don't think George Pickens, if Roman Wilson's your two, I don't know that George Pickens is a true bona fide legitimate number one in the NFL.
Right.
But if you add another piece on the opposite side, we saw what he could do last year with competent quarterback play. You're right. Like the whole season, they just had a great draft. They had an unbelievable offseason. The whole season probably does hinge upon, at least offensive success, of getting another guy.
Yeah.
When Mason Rudolph was quarterback, George Pickens was a different dude. He didn't have a catch or a target. I don't think he had a target. He definitely didn't have a catch in the season finale because they played in a monsoon in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So throw that one out.
Yeah.
You weren't putting up big offensive numbers. That was a run the ball game, which the Steelers were suited to do. And you're playing a lot of backups for Baltimore. I digress. The two prior games, more yards than he had the previous six games. So with competent quarterback play, George Pickens can be good, but you need that guy on the other side. Here's what I think's going to happen. I know that last night, the Brian McFadden tweet and the CTESPN tweet were quote tweeted by Denver reporters. And Sean Payton seems to think that Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton can be his version in Denver of Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. They said, oh, Cortland Sutton's not available. I still think it's going to be him. Because I could see the Steelers saying, okay, to get him, you'd probably have to give up less than some of these other guys we've mentioned. And you think about the mind meld that Russell Wilson has with Cortland Sutton. Cortland's probably not as good of a player as these other guys, but he's got the rapport already with Russell Wilson. I do wonder, though, Doran, real quick, if Steelers fans would be underwhelmed if the name coming back is Cortland Sutton just because of all the other guys on the list. Like, I think we've set it up, the collective we, that if it's Cortland Sutton, everyone's going to go, ah, darn, I wish it was X.
Well, if there's any truth to what Brian McFadden's tweet is about, I mean, just read into it. A significant playmaker. Like, is a significant playmaker Justin Jefferson? No. That's the best, and the most elite playmaker. Like, the way he worded a significant playmaker to me is like a Cortland Sutton. He's a significant player.
Yeah, 10 touchdowns last year with Russell.
Significant.
Yeah, that's fair. I hadn't really thought of it from that standpoint. Like, if it were Justin Jefferson,
it'd be like, Omar is working. He'd have been like, oh, bleep. My goodness.
I think there might have been some profanity in there.
Yes.
Or even if it was Davante Adams, who I don't think I did list.
He's not a significant playmaker. He's an elite playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to read into something, and if this is
and
true.
And
we do a lot. Significant means like, okay, they're pretty good.
And I started to think it could be a cornerback too, but then when CTESPN comes out and says that it's a wide receiver deal that's in place, I think we're just waiting for T's and I's, man. T's crossed and I's dotted.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trading for a guy. I think the framework is in place. This is just an educated guess, and I'm imagining they're trying to work out an extension here.
I'm also thinking of other players that we're not even naming, like that we could just be thrown off, like just another, just down a different road.
Kaboli,
like,
brings up Godwin all the time.
Yeah.
That I have not heard anybody else bring up apart from Kaboli, but Kaboli's locked in,
mm-hmm.
So that would make some sense. But are there going to be significant playmakers available that we wouldn't know about? It's so tough to keep that thing under a lid. Like, I feel like if a great team had a wide receiver on the market, someone's leaking that information out. So I think we've got the names. I think it's going to be Cortland Sutton.
So, I mean, they've done business with who? And done really good business for themselves with who? Chicago Bears. Do they have a significant player that maybe the Steelers would want? Because they just signed Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Rome Odunze. Mm-hmm. Do they still have more? DJ Moore?
I'd have to look. Didn't he wind up going to the Jets? Am I wrong in that? Or the Browns? One of those two. I'm on it.
He is with the Bears still. So
okay, well, there you go.
That's a significant playmaker. You've already done business twice with them. Significant playmaker would be DJ Moore, and he would be a number two.
The more we're talking this out, this might not be fair, but the less and less I like the Roman Wilson pick. Like, I think he's a good player, and I think he fits what they so desperately craved last year, which is a guy who just loves football and wants to mess you up and isn't worried about frills or anything like that. But if they had drafted a significant wide receiver, are we trying to connect all these dots right now? Is Omar Khan out there trying to get a wide receiver and give up assets and pay money for one?
I don't think so, because I think you still need two. Like, I think that you need a Roman Wilson, but you also need another one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they were to draft a number one wide receiver, they still would have needed a Roman Wilson, in my opinion. You could say Quez Watkins, you could say Calvin Austin, but in my opinion, you needed like a Roman Wilson, a tough guy that's hungry, a young guy that will go in there and be your slot, like your true slot. So I think that regardless, if they would have taken Brian Thomas Jr., I think that you still needed a number three, a legit number three that could play in the slot.
All right, that makes some sense.
Yeah. Like, I still think either way, you need it too.
I am now. If I don't think Brian McFadden was trolling. If he was, I mean, buddy, I'm looking at the tweet right now, 2.2 million views. He set the NFL world on fire. I was so excited. I'm refreshing Twitter. I thought yesterday we were going to get breaking news. And then by the time I went to bed last night, I was just pissed because we didn't get anything. All right. There was one more thing that we didn't react to that Brian Baldinger told us at 8 o'clock. And it's going to make Steelers fans, I think, smile from ear to ear. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. Brian Baldinger joined us in the 8 o'clock hour, and he said a lot of things. You can go back and listen on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app, for up to 72 hours if you want the whole interview. Also, some cut-ups already on 93.7thefan.com. One of the things we haven't talked about is he thinks this will be Russell Wilson's best offensive line. The best offensive line Russell Wilson has ever played behind. Now, I do think there's a little chicken and egg there with Russell Wilson. Like, I think he runs into some sacks. Like, he's always trying to make that play down the field. But that makes sense if you're like Baldy and you say he's going to throw 30 touchdowns this year. Well, you start thinking about the why, and they don't have a number two wide receiver right now. So how are you going to throw all those touchdown passes? Well, the line's going to keep you clean.
Mm-hmm.
So from his mouth to God's ears, that would be nice. We'll see. And that is with Zach Frazier and Troy Faltanu as starting players on that line. Like, he projects both guys to come in and start right away. Who were you talking about, though, as a wide receiver the Steelers could trade for?
Well, whenever I think of it, and I think of Brent McFadden's tweet, and it says a significant playmaker. I don't think of a significant playmaker being one of the upper echelon receivers that we've talked about. I don't see that being the Justin Jeffersons of the world, not even really the Brandon Ayuks of the world. I think significant, like somebody that is high level of production that could be a number two, that would help the Pittsburgh Steelers, and a team that they've done business with a bunch in the last year and a half is the Chicago Bears. Obviously with the Chase Claypool and getting that pick in the second round for Joey Porter Jr. and Justin Fields. And they just acquired Keenan Allen in the offseason from the Chargers. They just drafted Rome Odunze out of Washington with their top, 10 pick?
Ninth so, overall, yeah.
So somebody that's pushed down the depth chart, and if you want to throw Cole Kmet in there as a weapon, so he'd probably be number three. Somebody that's probably number three or four on their depth chart is DJ Moore. And DJ Moore is a guy that I think is significant, could be a number two wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last year, 1,400 yards, 8 touchdowns? That's a significant playmaker to me. And that's somebody they've done a lot of business with. So I don't know anything. I'm going to keep an eye out on what's happening with DJ Moore being a Pittsburgh Steeler in the near future.
I get what you're saying. I wouldn't do it if I were Chicago. Like I'm getting everything I can out of Caleb Williams. I'm finding out now I don't need a repeat of Justin Fields. And DJ Moore, they traded the number one overall pick in the 2023 draft, so they get DJ Moore and then a couple of first-round picks. He was part of that package, obviously. I get what you're saying. You push him down the depth chart. You're adding a Keenan Allen. I get it. I'm collecting as many possible weapons as I can for a Caleb Williams. I am wondering if I still think it's going to be Cortland Sutton. I am wondering, if there's going to be a receiver that just comes out of left field here.
Right. That's kind of what brought up the conversation. Right. Like, that's left field. And when I read into it, if there's actually some legitimacy to his tweet.
He just tweeted again, too, by the way. Someone responded and said, wow, what a waste of time this whole thing has been, to Bryant McFadden, who said the Steelers are going to make a significant move, blah, blah, blah. Bryant McFadden responded to that guy and said, patience, brother. So Bryant McFadden isn't tweeting outwardly. He is responding to people, and he's preaching patience. So we shall see. It's a big night in Pittsburgh sports. And there's a big date upcoming. We'll tell you about both of those things coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Tomorrow, Doug Whaley joins us from 9 until 10. We are hoping to have a Steelers wide receiver trade to break down, but who knows? Tonight's a big night. Paul Skeens on the mound for Indianapolis. If you believe Dan Zangrilli's theory, and I think it's a good one, this could be his penultimate start for the Indianapolis Indians. That means second to last. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite words, penultimate.
Mm-hmm.
It's concise. It's to the point when you don't explain it.
We just got a text from somebody that's giving us eye emojis.
Is it Kabali?
Yes.
He's saying he's giving us eye emojis, but he's giving us no information.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mark. He tweeted us yeet. Mark, you got like 4 minutes to give us the goods here. I know you're listening to the show.
Of course.
So come on now, spill the beans. Other important things upcoming. May 2nd is the deadline to pick up Najee Harris's fifth-year option. So as we get closer to that, we'll be discussing that. I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's a ton of money. It's like 9 and change for a fifth-year option. I'd run him a bunch this year and then see what you got at the end of the season. We know the deal on all this. Like, I wouldn't like to draft a running back next year. Jaylen Warren could bump up to my one. You could piecemeal it together behind a really good offensive line that you've now built a foundation. I don't think you need to be paying $10 million for a running back, especially when you don't know what your quarterback cost is going to be going forward. I just keep looking at my phone waiting for a Mark Kabali text. Is he giving you anything but jokes?
Look what he just said.
This is ridiculous, this guy. Steelers want a wide receiver. Go to hell,
yeah,
Mark.
Why
would you do it? You know what? Mark, you're banned from the show.
Honestly.
Until next Monday. We'll have you on next Monday. You and me tonight, big night.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing out the first pitch between before the Pitt and West Virginia baseball game at PNC Park. That'll be around 6:45. We'll be milling around the ballpark. We'll go on the broadcast, which is going to be at 7 p.m. on KDKA AM this evening. But if you want to come say hi, you can.
Yeah.
And you can laugh at me if I'm doing the first pitch, and you can praise Doran for how good his is after he's done with it.
And you're going to go warm up right after this, right?
You're not going to come anymore?
I don't know.
You, me, Callis, we're going to go to a local ball field. We're going to warm the arm up a tad. Yeah. Maybe. Do you think if I throw it and you catch it, will I do better than Pony did last year?
Yes.
I think he did okay.
He's okay.
He got it over the plate, right?
I think you'll do better.
Okay. A little velocity. Mm-hmm. Should I try to paint a corner or just groove it in?
Don't think too much.
Is it more likely that I bounce it or airmail it?
Bounce.
Callis, you're a baseball guy. You think it's more likely that I airmail this thing or I bounce it?
I think my professional opinion indicates you're thinking too much about it, and if you just trust yourself, anything's possible.
Thank you, Nick. Your belief in me, it goes a long way. One other thing we didn't talk about today. I was trying to squeeze in as much as we could into this final segment. How about direct-to-customer from Pittsburgh Sportsnet? $17.99 a month to watch the Pirates and the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good deal.
Number FUBO for you.
Are you cutting me off?
Yeah, I'm going to delete it. I don't need it.
Is the only reason you have FUBO for Pirates and Penguins?
Yes.
So I'm going to go from $0 a month to $18 a month.
Yes.
All right, this is actually a bad deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because $18 a month, like if you've cut the cord, it's been so hard to get the Pirates and Penguins unless you tie yourself into something else. And we know cable these days is like $200 a month. I mean, it's crazy. It's through the nose. I'm paying nothing for anything right now because my guy's got FUBO. And now I'm going to have to go to $18 a month. I think I can swing it.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
That's a good move for them, though. I was wondering if and when it would come out, what it would cost, what people would be willing to pay. I always thought, you know, somewhere between $10 and $15 a month. But I'm sure they've done the market research, and they've probably looked around and seen what other networks are charging, and they figured that people would pay this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. We've said enough things. Joe Starkey up next. The second we turn the mics off, I'm guessing the Steelers are going to trade for a wide receiver.
Yep.
Doug Whaley tomorrow. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here. So are the deals at SunChevrolet, SunChevy.com. Today, high 72.